North Lakes Endocrinology, Gina.
Oh, hi, my name's Jolene. I received a text message saying that my referral had been triaged and to call to make an appointment.
Okay, no worries. What was your surname?
Garvey, G-A-R, V for Victor, I-E.
And your date of birth, please?
The 11th of April, 19.
Okay, and which doctor was it with that you needed to book it with?
I don't think it was a referral to a specific doctor. I think it was just to the clinic.
Yeah, but in your message, it would have said who triaged your referral.
Oh, sorry. Okay, hang on. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm not... Vishnu.
Vishnu? Yep, no worries.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
How do you pronounce that last name?
It's Sanarangappa.
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 Yep,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I'll just have to pull the referral out and see what notes he's written on there. So do you mind holding a moment?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Sorry, just before I do, I just want to confirm that he takes DBA gold card patients.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Quite a few. Yeah. All right. No worries. I won't be a moment.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for waiting. So I have your referral here, and the doctor has written a note. He has said, ask patient to check the thyroid function with the GP prior to the appointment. So have you had blood work done with your GP yet?
No. So no, I haven't been advised. So because I've just moved from Canberra to Brisbane like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my thyroid function done in Canberra, and that was I thought I gave the results to the new GP because my old GP printed like everything off. Let me just quickly go through
they haven't attached any bloods to the referral.
See, they've like they, which is really weird because they scanned, I gave them everything, they scanned it or faxed it all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, name of test, SE thyroid function. Is that?
Yeah, TFTs and things like that.
Yeah, so it's got free T4, TSH.
Yes, that's it.
So I had that.
Did you have that done?
The 3rd of October.
Like to have blood results that are within the last 3 months.
Yeah, okay. Because
the appointment.
Can I just quickly, sorry, just while I've got you on the phone.
Yep.
I can definitely get some more done, but I did have another blood test done like just before I moved, so that would have been like maybe 4 weeks ago.
Okay, yep, that would be helpful.
And I, again, I like showed this to the GP here.
Yeah, sometimes the doctors, it just depends on the doctor, but sometimes they don't attach anything and we have to be chasing it.
Because the clinic then rang me, like the receptionist at the doctor's practice rang me and asked if I had had the thyroid function done, which I told them I had, and I told them who through, and they're like, oh, okay, because they said that you guys had requested it from them, and they were like, oh, well, we'll call Capital Pathology and get it sorted. So then the latest thyroid function test I had was on the 14th of November.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I actually was the one that followed up on this. So the 28th of November, GP surgery. And when I told them that the doctor wanted to have some more bloods done, because I just asked, I thought that they might have some on file. So she said that you didn't have any bloods on file, but that they would follow up with you and let you know. I assumed that they would call you and arrange to have the bloods done.
Oh, no, because they rang me just after I had, and when I said that I had, they asked where, and then they were like, oh, well, we'll chase it up, and I was like, okay, great.
Oh, okay. Well, they might have and just not told anybody.
That's all right. That's okay. But I do have copies of the first one, which identified that I had the thyroid issues, and I've got copies of my last one, which was a thyroid function test and thyroid antibodies.
Yeah, okay. So if you can send those to us, we can show them to the doctor and he's likely to just needing to confirm that it is. I mean, obviously you've been given the medication, they just have to view it themselves.
Yeah, because then I was a bit confused because then, my GP in Canberra said, oh, you possibly have Hashimoto's or, something like that. And I was like, okay, great. and then when I saw the new GP here, she looked at my antibodies and she goes, oh, yeah, you've probably got Graves' disease. And I was like, what?
Okay.
That's not Hashimoto's. That's something different. And that apparently isn't great. Like, so I'm a bit, like, I don't know.
Confusing. Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, just given by the information that we do have on the referral, I think it is definitely a good idea to be checked out thoroughly. So
I'm currently breastfeeding, but I'm hoping to have like another baby, and I'm just like, how does this all possibly impact future pregnancy and all that? And we want to start trying next year, so we're like, all right, so just while I have you on the phone, I'm just going to do this because we have just moved in and my life is a little bit chaotic, so
that's
if I do it while you're on the phone, it gets done. Compose, right. Okay. What's the best email address?
So it's reception.
Reception at?
Northlakes.
Northlakes, yep.
Endocrinology.
E-N-D-O, hang on. I'm sorry, but can you spell it?
E-N-D-O.
Yep.
C-R-I.
C-R-I.
N-O-L.
N-O-L.
O-G-Y.
O-G-Y. Right.
.com.au.
Right, .com.au. I'm just going to spell it back out. E-N-D-O-C-R-I-N-O-L-O-G-Y.
Yep, that's it.
Right, perfect. Northlakes. Okay, subject.
You can just put attention gainer in it and I can sort it out. I'll save you typing
information. Sorry. Yeah, that's all right. How do you spell your name, sorry?
It's G-A-Y-N-A.
G-A-Y-N-A gainer. Perfect. Attach as requested. Okay. All right. Attach. It's probably going to come through as like a picture thing because I'm just going to take photos. All right. Use photo. And then I might be able to see this one. When it comes through. So the first image is the original blood and the second. I have to go through all the 20 million photos of my baby.
Oh, yeah, I know what that's like. I here.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Done. All right, so. Okay, leaving attachment will send. Hopefully that is done. That should have hopefully come through.
Okay, so our email actually has our faxes come through on it as well, so it does get very congested. So
okay.
It'll probably take a few minutes for it to come through.
Okay, no worries.
I will, when I receive it, I'll just do a courtesy email back to let you know that I've got it.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be perfect.
If you don't get that email, you could probably give us a call tomorrow or something.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you so much. Hopefully that's all that you guys will need. I mean, obviously, if he's kind of like, if I can't get in to see him until, because I think the text message said like March you guys were booking for.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So obviously, like, if I can't see him till March and he wants me to get an updated one, even if you just send me an email, just letting me know,
yeah.
I can just make sure I can get it done before. Before the appointment.
If you've had one in November, he's likely to just view the results. That's within the 3 months. So he just likes to have the results so he knows he's got all of the exact information prior to your appointment so that you're not coming in and then just having to go straight back out again and have all these tests.
Perfect. Not only for him, but for me too.
So when I get those results, I'll give them to him and then, we'll take it from there. I'm sure it'll be fine. He's already said yes to the appointment, so it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Right. You have a nice day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.